Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Wu, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenxus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to the episode, everyone. How are y'all doing today? Doing good?
Doing great.
<It's> okay.
That's what I thought.
We're doing fine.
Anyway, when last we left our intrepid scoundrels, they had just rescued a bartending droid by the name of Ratchet from a cartelled up Transdotian fella who had come in and taken over the bar sort of without the leave of the Hutts. And so you let them know that you had some connections. Well, maybe you lied a little bit, but you let them know you had some connections within the cartels and that they might find out about his extracurricular activities. And so he lit out of the place, took his Twi'lek and his ape lizard friend with him. And though before he left, he did mention the fact that the Ratchet was basically kind of like not who he was saying he was, and that he has possible connections with a former Imperial. Now, Ratchet was, of course, about to explain that to you when we finished up. And so as you are in the process of, let's say, getting him that particular, those two crates of Rancor blood that the job was for, and we're going to get through the process of how you getting paid and getting XP and all that for that. But he explains, says, no, you see, yes, that's who the Rancor blood is for. You see, it's, I've got this former Imperial contact, and I thought he's always asking for things. He's always putting out feelers throughout the outer rims, and I thought, well, this would be a good way in because I hear he knows about some stash of Imperial weaponry that's hidden away, and I thought, well, now that I thought I would have to get some other help with this, but The five of you are here. Maybe you would actually be perhaps interested in doing a little bit more work for me.
I once we get paid for this, I think we'll consider.
Of course. Yes. Let's all handle that right now. Of course. Wait, and so we're gonna go into the job payment and downtime. But go ahead, Mark.
So your Imperial entanglements were not with them, but information about them.
No. Yes. He's expecting this liquor. You see, so I've had a little bit of contact with him, but for the most part, I figured it would be a good way to get to track him down and get the information that he has. Ways which we'll discuss a little bit after of your payment, of course. Mm-hmm. And so he bustles off to. Back to the rooms behind the bar, and maybe he's invited you all there to do that. And so we'll get into the sort of the job payoff and the downtime activities before you go on to the next job, the way this system works. So first of all, the payoff.
Right.
You're all going to get a total of 4 cred. Now, you can split that up however you like. The ship has sort of space for 4 cred, and it already has 2 in it. And so you can sort of like decide who gets what there. But also keep in mind that you're going to have to pay 1 cred for the upkeep of the Intrepid. So it's a kind of a you can decide not to do that if you don't want to. The more times you do that, the more chance that the ship might break down, of course, right? But otherwise, mm-hmm. if you just want to pay for the upkeep, you're paying for the docking fees here and a week ago, that sort of stuff, fuel and that kind of thing. You kind of have a net of 3 cred that you can decide to split up how you wish. You're also going to, just so everyone knows, you're all going to get three XP. XP can be spent in basically two ways. You can put it into playbooks, which means if you fill that bar up, I think it's about like 7 or 8 XP total, you can get a new move from your playbook. You can also put it into any one of your three attributes. And once that bar is filled up, and I think that's like 4, 5, or 6, you can get a new dot in a related skill. Those attributes will also get XP as you do desperate actions during the course of the game. So if you all recall, Scott got 1 extra XP for performing a desperate action at one point. Mm-hmm. So those. Suss that out. Think about that. You can also get XP by training in the downtime activity, but we'll go over that later. So figure out how you want to spread your XP around and how you want to spread your cred around if you want to chat about that.
How much XP did we get?
Three total. Yeah. The ship also got 3 XP, by the way, and the ship only has sort of a playbook track. And so when that fills up, you can get a new sort of fancy thing for the ship.
Oh, I see. And you already has gambits. Yes. So it's...
And I put the gambits in there.
Okay.
If you want to take a look at the Intrepid character sheet, there is a playbook XP bar, and it's got 3 blue dots in it. To add XP to your playbook or anything to your sheet here in Foundry, you just kind of click the little hanging pennants until you know to where you want to add them.
Okay.
All right. Where's the playbook on our sheets?
Your sheet is your playbook. If that makes sense. Where the playbook XP?
Oh, I see.
Where your abilities are listed.
I see. So you can just add it. You can add XP there.
Yes, yeah. Or you can add it to ribbon. Any of the, there's insight, prowess, or resolve. You can add the XP to any one of those.
Oh, and then once you fill that up, you can get another tick?
Yeah, you get another dot in a skill of the a related skill.
Okay.
If you need to zero out the bars, there's that little zero in a circle next to the word playbook or XP. You click that and it'll zero that out. Otherwise, you just kind of click where you want it. So if you want one, if you want 3 and then you only decide you want 1 in your playbook, just click the 1 and it'll shrink it back down.
Got it. All right. And we get XP after each job, probably?
That's right.
All right. Okay.
And then potentially throughout.
Yes, and potentially throughout the game. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do we want to split up the cred?
What do you do with cred?
Well, cred can be used to reroll or perform more downtime activities. You also want cred kind of like by the end of the campaign. You kind of want to put it in your stash. So you have like room for 4 cred kind of liquid, right? And then you have a stash meter on your character sheet that you can put creds into. You kind of want to save up as much as you can because that sort of indicates how well you do at the end, how well you are when you retire, basically, right? Now, because it's going to be a sort of a shorter, campaign, and, perhaps in the future we might come back to these characters, that might not matter as much. But keep in mind that if you're just storing up cred on your liquid side, you're only going to be able to hold so much. And when you put cred into your stash, you have to spend, you have to take, to get it back out, you have to take 2 out. It's harder to liquidate it once it's in your stash. So for every 2 you take out of your stash, you get 1 liquid cred, basically, right?
Oh,
but it goes in 1 for 1, comes out 2 for 1.
Got it.
Okay.
So spend it while you got it.
Exactly. And it'll be, when we get to downtime activities, you'll see it's good for re-rolling or making the roll better or doing more activities. You get 2 downtime activities standard, and then you can spend a cred to do an extra one. For instance, say you're really stressed out and you didn't make a good vice roll, stress relief roll. You can do it again. Or if you need to do, like, I've got this project I really want to finish, I'm going to put in the extra cred to finish it right away kind of stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I've used my XP and we have 3 of us and we have 5 of us. And we have 3 cred.
That's right.
This and is we can't do half starts. Creds.
That's right.
Okay. And cred allows you to do rerolls for things?
Only in downtime the downtime better. Yeah. Cred is pretty much though. You don't use it during the job.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy to forego a cred this time for other people.
Okay.
We could give it all to Duncan and have him double down on it. See if.
Absolutely. That's a great plan.
See if we can double up idea. on our yeah. cred.
I can downtime. Double your money overnight.
You can double someone's money overnight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about things like getting rid of stress or harm that we may have taken?
That's all gonna be downtime activities.
But does cred affect that?
Cred can give you an additional downtime activity from the two that you get standard, or make your downtime activities better. Like it's like if you had rolled poorly on something, you could bump up the success level.
Okay. So probably we should take that into account. I've got a couple of stress and one harm. Anybody else?
I had stuff, but my sheet is clear now. So
just have a single stress.
How
sounds very scoundrelly of you.
Yeah, I had three stress.
Well, then I don't know where that went.
And nothing up your sleeve.
I'll put them back.
Yeah, put them on there. So. I'll tell you this, Mark, right away, that harm that you took, that level one harm, is going to just kind of go away, because that was sort of, you overextended yourself, and now that you've got some actual money kind of coming in,
okay,
that harm goes away automatically.
Oh, good.
Physical harm is going to be a little more difficult to kind of get rid of, but sort of situational harm that's social or mental might be easier to get rid of.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that then.
Yeah. Well, I have a plasma welder burn. That was lessened by the doc.
That's true. Yeah. So.
You should fix that.
Okay. I should fix that.
I have three stress.
Okay. So let's pick who's getting the three cred first, and we'll talk about stress and all that stuff when we get into that.
Well, I guess what we're saying is, if stress is something that we need, one of the things that we may want to address during downtime, then we may put the creds towards the people that need it the most.
Do you need creds?
Way like the other thing. Is it something that we have to actually deal with, or is it something that automatically like heals up over?
No, you'll have to take downtime activities to get rid of stress.
So you get two for free.
You don't have to spend cred on the first two, essentially. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do more of them, if someone is really stressed out, you might want to give them the extra cred.
That's good to know.
But, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And I actually get an extra downtime for free as well.
For specifically for repairing the ship and stuff like that.
Extra downtime to repair. And repair activities cost zero cred.
All right. Who wants the creds of the four of you? Who needs it?
Well,
lightsabers, I want it all.
Don't come free.
I'll take one. How about that?
All right. Fine. All right.
Okay, I'll take one cred.
Duncan's taken one.
Yep.
I absolutely do not need one, so someone please.
All right.
Well, then we'll say...
I'll take one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real,
so the other
and
two
BC.
Can have them.
Yeah. And, so Real and BC take a cred on your sheet.
We'll just take double next time. That's okay.
Wait, what?
There you go.
Zero now, double later.
Okay. The other things that sort of happen before we get to the downtime are sort of ramifications of the job. Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Because of sort of, there was some something happening. You kind of, I guess, essentially like you did like kick someone out of a bar, and there was some activity. Basically, you get two heat here in the outer rim.
You fell out of the window.
It's not a lot. Yeah, so you pulled some guy out of a window. There's some chatter.
It was a malfunctioning, what's the tool he was using? The welder. I'm sure that's what it was.
It threw him out the window,
Blew him out the window. Don't know how that
There
happened.
Are ways, also downtime activities can help you reduce heat that you take. Sometimes you also might get a power on your playbook that says you take one less heat or whatever.
Is there a place to track that on the sheet? I'm not seeing.
I have it tracked on. It's kind of global. That's my business to track.
Oh, okay.
But if in case you ever want to know, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Great. And then the other thing that happens is entanglements. These are sort of minor things that can kind of happen. that you might need to use cred. Sorry, to mention this, you might need to use cred to get rid of, or not use cred and take status penalties with certain factions and that sort of thing. For this one, it's a sort of an entanglement that you don't really know about, but I'm going to kind of describe it anyway. We see a hooded figure sitting kind of cross-legged in almost like a pose of meditation inside what is clearly a starship chamber. It's pretty Spartan, though. There are a couple of flickering like plasma lights that resemble candles, kind of giving basically the illumination. And then there is a like a porthole window that kind of looks out onto space. So you know they're in a ship. And it's something the way the ship looks, the room is Spartan, it's not like this is a junky freighter or an old derelict ship of some kind. It's, you know, clearly a well-kept ship. The figure, while they are meditating, kind of moves their head as if they had just heard something. Says under their breath in a voice that is neither male nor female, just says, kind of here, say, interesting. Gets up and sort of looks out at the window, and in the distance of the window, you can kind of see a small yellowish planet that could be Wikiko. That's a sort of one tick on a clock that may get lit ticks later on.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Great.
I don't like that.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Just hanging out in the bar the whole time.
Yeah, I was getting worried. I thought it was going to be a Spartan there that we were. He kept saying Spartan. Thing. Shoot. I didn't realize we had Halo armor out here, too.
Oh well, you know, not. It was clearly more of a cloak and a
situation.
Mm-hmm. Very very coded, I'm sure. So with that, let's all talk about let's talk about your two downtime activities. What you can do in downtime and what y'all want to do specifically. There, here are some things that you can do. You can acquire an asset. You get a temporary use of either like a contractor, such as like a specific, maybe like a bounty hunter or a small gang, a vehicle, a ship module, or a special item, or a set of common items, or a service that you might need. You can set a little bit of... can be a little vague about what it is for when you need it for that, because you don't quite know what the next job is. If you want to sort of acquire an asset, and then we can tell you about the job and we can say, oh, that was the asset that I acquired. Mm-hmm. You can also craft something if you have the schematic for it. You might get a schematic. You might start a long-term project to kind of create a schematic or learn a schematic through whatever. Both of those kind of work the same way. Those are clocks. So you roll a skill check, basically. And depending on what you get is how many ticks on that clock kind of go down. You can indulge your vice to clear stress, which mm-hmm. we'll get to because I'm sure at least one of you is going to want to do that. You can lay low for the entire group, which will reduce heat and the system. And if you ever get a wanted level, it can reduce that as well. And then finally, there's recovery. And that is for healing, getting healed and whatnot. Now, because you have a medic on board, that kind of a recovery check is going to be a little easier. But it is something you need to spend your downtime activity on. But BC doesn't need to spend his downtime activities healing you, if that makes sense.
Right, mm-hmm. Just being around me is enough to heal you if you focus on it.
Yeah. it's more like you have to take the time to recuperate from the quick surgery that BC gives you or something like that. Or float in a back to tank, right?
Do we have a back to tank?
Do you have a med bay on the ship? I can't quite remember.
Can we get a back to tank?
You can. It'd be basically a med bay, yeah.
Upgrades and gear.
Oh, the other thing you can do, forgot to say, is that you can repair the ship if it needs repairs. You can also train, and train gives you XP.
Oh.
So we're going to get that.
If you can't think of anything else to do, none of that appeals to you, you might just want to train.
Okay. We're going to get that thing in the, like, later. Something like Back to the Future is where we're going with that.
Sure. I see where you're going with it. And I could tell you were holding on to that joke so hard that you had to say it.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
A few minutes had passed.
Well, it's not that far in the future. We don't want people to wait.
No, of course not.
We have an injured person here. The doctor really needs
to. What I got to say, that was pretty great, Scott.
I'm not wearing that t-shirt, though.
No, well, we can't tell anyway. You don't have your camera on.
Well, you saw how much fun they had with the sound. The camera would duplicate that much more.
So who amongst you would like to take one or two of your downtime activities?
I will.
All right, let's talk. Tim, what do you want to do?
I'm going to use one of my vices. I'm going to do some connecting with the force. I'm going to try to reduce my stress since I kind of use my force.
I need to reflect. Yeah, indeed. Your vice is weird.
Weird.
I think, right? Weird. So you're just sort of being, you know, like you said, tuning with the force. So on your character sheet, you can just press the vice button and it'll roll for you. What's going to happen is, I'll let you know what's going to happen. You're going to roll basically what is your lowest attribute, which probably like one dies. And then you're going to reduce the amount of stress you have by that number.
Okay.
If you do too much, you overindulge and something happens.
Great. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
All right.
All right. Rolling.
Okay.
What a time to roll a six, because you only had like two or three stress.
Three. I had three.
Three. Okay. Well, it was good. It was 50-50 that you were going to overindulge.
You're overusing the force.
I'm new at this. I'm new at this.
Too much force.
It says you get to choose out of three things, whether you take a rash action, which reduces your stash or puts you into debt because you do something big. You go out and brag, which increases heat for the system. Or you get lost, which means you play a different character. However, I like to play occasionally throwing in a fourth thing because sometimes those things don't make a lot of sense for what you're doing and what you're up to. So what I am going to do, if you don't mind, Tim, is I'm going to say that mystery clock has ticked one more time because you go into some trances. You are sort of focusing on yourself, focusing on your training, and maybe you reach your mind out a little bit. And when you do, you sense another mind out there also kind of reaching out, searching for a similar mind. And there's a moment where you maybe just kind of, now you don't get a good view, you know, there's no like, you see who it is and they see who you are, but there's definitely a sense that, you know, you like seeing someone at a distance, basically, who's also looking directly at you. So there is basically, you know, a moment where you know someone is watching you, and you someone who is watching you knows that as well and knows that you're there.
Oh boy. Yeah. So I'm in my cabin and I'm like kneeling. So if you've played Jedi Survivor or So I'm doing that in my little cubby space. And I just get lost in it. I'm like, I'm not really good at this. This is a new thing. I've had very little training. And by God, something actually happened. And I come to a start. I don't know how long it's been. I've been in there. But I you look around crazy. And I get up and quickly like get myself in order. And then I like step out of my cabin and just kind of like briskly get off the ship. I'm just going to go for a walk. I'm going for a walk.
Okay. That's fair. None of the rest of us would have seen any of that happen, right? We don't know that.
No.
Except for the going maybe for a see walk him suddenly.
maybe he'll see him leave the ship, but
The whole with meditation and gasp and that sort of thing.
Would the any of my attunement, because it's kind of my in the backstory, maybe at least pick up a stronger sense of something?
Yeah, I think Scott, you pick like just a little bit that like a little bit of a heebie, a little bit of a jeebie, right? You kind of get something.
So somebody is staying alive.
Yeah, you get a little like your maybe the hair on the back of your neck kind of stands up when that happens.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Tim, do you want to do another downtime activity?
Sure. So do I get to clear my stress then? It's all gone?
Oh, you clear your stress. Empty that out.
Okay. Okay. I would hope so.
All right. Except for the fact that you just saw somebody else in there, and now you're stressed about that. So.
Oh, yeah.
There's stress, and then there's stress with a capital Trust. T. It's S. Yeah.
Trust.
So how serious is my... So I have a level 2 harm.
That level 2 harm. Okay, yeah. That's not great.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a recovery roll, you may.
Okay. So... What? Where is that on our sheet?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We normally roll
Okay.
Let me double check that. Roll a scale check for it or something. Someone else. Oh, okay. Great. We're gonna have BC roll a doctor check for you.
I'll do that as soon as I find a doctor for you. Okay, so clicking on doctor, and that's just
standard.
Standard, risky, controlled, desperate?
Yep, risky, controlled. That's a risky standard.
Risky standard, okay.
Risky standard. Standard is.
Well, you know.
Standard effect.
Risky on the rocks.
It's not always been the greatest.
Ooh, look at that.
That's great. Six. Very good. Well done.
So, you gain
a
gambit?
Doctor, not a doctor.
Yeah, we can have you guys gain gambits for these roles.
Do I get a gambit?
the crew gets a gambit because you feel a little bit better. You're going to
I rolled a 6 on my vice.
No, for your vice thing, no. No, that's not a skill check, so it doesn't quite count.
Okay.
What is going to happen is you're going to reduce that harm from level 2 to level 1.
Okay.
So you can just sort of, put that down as a level 1 harm of recovering from or, stiff muscle or stiff joints or something from whatever it is. So that'll be there. Usually at the end of a job, I have level 1 harm kind of fade away because it's generally pretty mm-hmm. situational. So okay. Now it's just going to take a little time. All right. Okay. Thank you, Tim. You do have a cred if you wanted to spend your cred to do a third downtime activity. Or you can save it.
I think I'm going to save it.
Fair enough.
For now.
All right. Anyone else would like to go next? All right. Zeke.
Yeah. Zeke is so tempted to unwind a little bit, but I know I could overdo it. I'm not feeling that stressed. At 3, okay. I think I might wait till I get a little more worked up before I need to blow off some steam. I want to do some training. That was an option, right?
Yes, that is an option.
Yes. I'm thinking of that last encounter in the bar and that big ugly, and I realized I'm no good in a scrap of any sort. So I need to do a little bit of training in that regard.
All right, for a downtime activity, you get 1 XP. You can put that into prowess if you want to get a little better at scrapping. Okay. The ship has, I'm not sure what the ship exactly has, but books or hollow vids or something like that.
Yeah.
But if you train your insight instead, you would get 2 XP, 2 ticks.
Oh.
But only for insight. You can also train your playbook, by the way, just so you know, but.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
All right. Well, I didn't realize that. So I'm going to change where I spent my XP then.
So it's the ship that gives us the extra insight, or what's
yeah?
What's
the ship from? Has an insight module, basically.
So you can
training okay. module.
We don't have a prowess module.
No, but you can buy one when the ship gets when the ship levels up. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to spend both my downtime actions to gain some insight.
Okay, so you'll get 4 insight ticks.
Right, and I'll nice. Put a couple extra so I can get another dot is what I'm
okay, great. Going to get. Okay.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that that hacking that I saw Duncan was doing. So I wanna try to learn a little bit of that. I think as a scoundrel, knowing how to hack a little bit could be helpful.
That's fair. You take some online courses on slicing from some mysterious source. The dark web.
Southeastern Alderaan University.
That's not accredited for a couple reasons.
Well, but it's out there online. It must be real, right? I'm going to all the wrong places. Yeah.
I guess we're bound to have that joke, weren't we? Great. Thank you, John. Who's next?
What were the options for, like, improving the ship or...
You can try to obtain an asset for the ship, a temporary use of an asset for the ship, if you want. Okay. Such as a legal ship module that you might be able to, like, get on loan here in Wiaco City.
Okay. Yeah, that might be worth doing. Do we think we would want something like that?
Do you have something in mind? What you might want?
Not to really. Say? I haven't really figured out what that would be yet. But it's the sort of thing, sort of the direction my character would be going.
Okay, fair enough.
I have an idea.
Sure.
For an asset.
Yeah.
Imperial transponder codes.
Ooh, I like it.
Ooh, since we're going to be doing that, little imperial.
That's not going to be. That's not going to be legal.
It's going to be illegal.
You can technically only do legal ship mods with this sort of asset thing. However, you're on the Outer Rim. I'm going to say that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a little trickier. Let's say.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, how what would I do to do something like that?
Well. You're basically going to, here's the problem, because you're all very new, you know, that your ship has not been, you haven't been doing too many jobs. Your crew quality is technically zero, which means, and you're going to roll that, which means you're going to roll two dice and take the lower of the two. And then the lowest number basically is going to be how well you do at trying to acquire this asset. Now, keep in mind, you can spend the cred that you have now to upgrade that final result.
Okay.
So you could get lucky and roll two sixes, and that's great. Or, you know, you might roll a five and a two, and then you can bump that two up from a bad quality to a slightly better quality.
Hmm. Can we use one of the gambits?
You can use... yeah, why not?
Because we just
you got a gambit during downtime. Yeah, you just earned one in downtime, and I think you can use it for this.
But you're using my...
But we're still using the lowest, so it doesn't even matter.
Well, no, if you use a gambit, technically the gambit adds a die to the pool.
Right.
So you would just be rolling one die, and it would be whatever you rolled.
Right. It's not the worst of two.
It's not the worst of two. It's straight roll.
Just one.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. The gambit would negate the disadvantage
penalty for,
or whatever you would like to call it. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Now, I've also got an ability here that I think might come into play. It's called Tinker. It says, when you work on a clock with rig or hack, or when you study a schematic, fill plus one segment, not eligible for selection as a veteran advance. I don't really understand what all of that means.
So basically, for crafting something with a rig or hack, or creating a schematic with rig or hack, say, I want to build my own specialized power armor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to plan it out first, and then you're going to have to build it. But every time you roll for that with using your skill, you'll basically get an extra segment on the clock.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to say, I don't want to necessarily haggle for trying to find transponder codes, maybe I'll try to start to build a transponder scrambler or something like that. That will be permanent on the ship, but it's just going to take time because you're going to have to invent it and then build it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, I kind of like that idea.
Now, can we give him another die by taking on some more stress?
Well, actually, it's a good point. I think, though, it's a personal...
Not in downtime kind of thing. Okay.
Well, no, you know what? Because you can, but maybe think about it because that stress is going to carry over into the actual job, which will...
Right. No, I'm just asking.
If I have anything to say about it, it's going to be very stressful.
Okay.
All right. So I would like to start working on a schematic to create this transponder.
Okay. A transponder spoofer, we'll call it. That's going to be a 6-segment clock to make the schematic. So give me a roll, and that'll determine how many segments of that clock you fill up with this roll.
Okay, rig. A 6 and 1.
Okay. I'm gonna fill you all with gambits, it seems like, before the job even gets started. So, 6 is good because that's worth 3 segments on the clock, but because of your ability, that's technically 4 segments. So, you spend some time, and I guess in a beautiful mind type haze, you nearly finish the project over the course of an afternoon.
Awesome. Wow.
That's just one of your activities. You can take the other activity and roll again if you'd like and keep going.
Yeah, I think I will. I think that's a great thing to do.
Let's see it. Let's see another rig roll.
Here we go. Another 6.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. You all were rolling so poorly last time, and now you're rolling so well.
Somebody invested in hacking.
Fill up the gambits. Yeah.
And our guys are doing better now.
Yeah. So you finish off the schematic, and you have basically this idea of how you can take the trans. You all have false ship papers essentially on here, but those can get sort of seen through pretty easily. This is actually like a full transponder spoofer that you can flip on, and it'll kind of augment those sort of quote unquote false ship papers.
Awesome.
However, you don't have that. You just have the blueprints for it.
Schematic for it. And now in future downtimes, I'll work on actually making it, right? Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Awesome. That's
cool.
Great.
Cool. All right. Well done. All right. Scott and John, what either one of you want to go next?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to do some training. I want to put one point into my playbook and another one into resolve.
Okay. Great.
So a lot of use for those skills last time.
So you're basically thinking about this, while Duncan is kind of looking over sort of the mechanics of, you're thinking about, how can I make the ship faster? And that's sort of, I guess, more playbook stuff. And then resolve is the sort of social aspect. So you're just maybe hanging out with Zeke, seeing if that scoundrelness rubs off on you in some way.
Just a little bit.
Great. And Scott.
Yes. I don't see anything other than probably training, I guess.
It's fair. It's good to do this early. I didn't really stress you all out in the last job, so go for it. I mean, and you've got the insight. This is the insight bonus. You could get up to a third dot and doctor if you.
That is my main thing. Insight being, if I spend training time, I get 2.
That's right.
Because of the ship, and I can do both activities for that.
Yep, and get 4, which is almost a full, almost to a dot.
And I could have spent my other XP on that.
But if you want to move your XP around a little bit, like John did, you totally can if you want to get that.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking there's something in the playbook that's something we talked about earlier that's kind of right there.
Okay.
But that could wait, certainly.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do that. We'll doctor it up, and then
doc.
I erase that out then, right? I zero out the insight.
Yeah. Then you zero out the insight XP. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So he's basically spending the time working on just getting better, reading up on stuff, but also getting rail better.
Becoming a rail doctor.
A rail doctor.
He's a. Railing, so you're working on your second residency at this point.
Well, I Practice makes perfect. Thank you for the practice.
Oh, all right.
All right. So you spend like a day or two working on this, healing yourself up, centering yourself and sort of getting a little better. And eventually you head back over to Ratchet's saloon to talk about the next job that he, well, the job he's about to offer you. And he, again, sort of like ushers you into his back rooms and says, all right, well, okay. Let me talk a little bit about this fellow. General Hasso Carleave, well, former general. Sort of a big wig in the Empire, but now that the Empire's fallen, he's, well, I suppose he's absconded a bit with some of their funds and whatnot, and he used them to purchase a super yacht, which he has not left since then. From what I hear, the chatter, is that he has crewed this super yacht with nothing but droids. So it's just him and his droids, and he likes to, well, occasionally maybe throw a bit of a benders, right? You know, that's why he wants these fine things like the Rancor blood and other sorts of delicacies that he sends out once for. You know, he says, oh, look, I'd love for this, and pays quite, you know, well for them. I was able to get this contract for the Rancor blood. But I heard also that he's got information about some lost Imperial cash. Something very secret. I thought, well, I'd find a few rough and tumble folks like yourself, and perhaps we can extract that information out of him. And of course, you know, I'm sure you'll find something interesting on the ship that you could, you know, use to pay for your expenses.
Oh, yeah. So, and what are you looking out of it to get out of this?
Well, once we find the information for this Imperial cash, we'll have to go hunt it down, and I'm sure that'll be worth a lot of credits.
Okay.
All right. Yes. His yacht is called the Golden Sun.
All right.
And he makes no effort to hide it. He doesn't skulk around the Outer Rim. He just flies around as bold as you can please.
All right. So it's armed and dangerous.
Oh, I mean, it's a luxury yacht, but I'm certain that it's, you know, he's got some Imperial tricks up his sleeve. But he does take deliveries, you see. So I thought, you know, since we have the liquor, we have the Rancor blood, he would be, well, his guard might be a little bit let down, as you could get closer that way.
Speaking of guard. There,
yes.
I would assume some of the droids are also more of the bodyguard type.
Oh, yes, yeah, I hear he's got several droidikas. Which are those kind of ball-shaped just gun, mm-hmm. droid guns.
Mm-hmm. With the force field and like really hard to hit?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That is. I mean, we're more of a stealthy operation.
Well, then you'll have
you
to
be. We tried to avoid confrontations at this point.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll have the wherewithal to make, you know, once you're there docked with the ship, you can find some way to sneak your way to his quarters and snatch him up or something.
Still, it wouldn't be. It might be nice to have someone a little bit more able to deal with.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. You need a little bit more muscle. Is that the case?
Well, I was thinking more guns, but yeah, muscle's fine.
Well, yeah. I have just the person in mind. A regular here at Ratchet's Saloon. Let me introduce you to him. And with that, we'll end the session and pick it up next time when we meet our final member of the Intrepid crew.
Uh-huh.